开始学习腓立比书。
Lord, we pray that you will speak to our hearts this afternoon.
主啊，我们祷告您会对我们的心说话。
We thank you that there are many portions of Scripture, each of which can teach us, and usually something different as well as something the same.
因为我们非常感激，在圣经里有很多的部分可以来教导我们。通常呢，有些部分是一样的，有些部分是不同的。
And we thank you for the book of Philippians, Lord. It's very encouraging for us. We just read down these delightful truths and we can become encouraged in the wonderful thing that the Lord is doing for us.
我们今天呢特别是在我们学习腓立比书的时候，腓立比书给我们极大的鼓励。我们来读这些奇妙的真理的时候，这些真理都会给我们极大的鼓励。
Help us, Lord, we pray, to be a people rejoicing in the Lord.
帮助我们，我们祷告，在我们在主的里面有喜乐。
And we thank you now as we turn to the Word of God. Teach us what we need to know, we pray.
我们献上感恩，当我们转向您的话的时候，您教导我们，我们应该去知道的事情。
We give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩祷告。Amen.
Very good. Well, nice to see everyone this afternoon. I guess my question is, can you remember where we stopped reading last week? I tend to forget too often. Where are we to start reading this week, please?
因为他感谢大家来，但是呢，他忘了上一个星期我们停在哪个地方，他经常现在会忘掉，所以他可以有没有人可以告诉他我们停在哪个地方 ？I think it's chapter 2, verse 12.
Chapter 2, verse 12. Well, do others agree with that?
你们大家同意吗？
Okay, I don't think I disagree with that. I think that's pretty good. So we'll start again in verse 12. And we're just going to read about the happy relationship that Paul had with the Philippians, with others, and how they were to live happily one with the other.
他说我们可能是停在二章十二节，但是他不一定同意这个观点，但是我们非常欣赏，非常享受那个使徒保罗和腓立比的那些信徒们在一起的度过的那些幸福的时光。
All right, Paul says, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my present, but now much more in my absence,Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
你刚刚读的是腓立比书第二章的第十二节。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成我们得救的功夫。
I guess there's a sense in which that's rather an amazing thing to say.
因为他认为这个是一个是一个非常令人惊奇的事情去这么去说。
Most people would say, you obey me when I'm around, and you sometimes even obey me when I'm not around.
有些人呢说呢我在这的时候呢你顺服我。我不在这的时候呢你可能有时候也顺服我。
And the parent,often has to say to the child, I have trouble getting you to obey me when I am around. When I'm not around, I don't know if you obey me at all.
那个父母呢通常会跟孩子说，如果我在你周围的时候，你都不一定顺服我，但是我不在你周围的时候呢，你可能完全都不顺服我。
But they acknowledge the wisdom and the leadership of the Apostle Paul.The fact that he was a father to them, they acknowledged that by obeying not only what he said, but what he wrote to them when he was not around.
因为他们都是菲律宾人的尊重那个保罗，他在那里的领导的关系，就是说他们把他当作他们的父亲一样，所以呢，他使得他在那里的时候呢，他们在他们面的时候，他顺服他们，就算是保罗写信给他们，他们也顺服他。And
then he says, remember now, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
然后他就继续说呢，你们就当恐惧战兢，做成你们的得救。
He doesn't say continue to work in order to get salvation. He says continue to work because you've already got salvation.
并不是说呢，你们要继续的去工作，去得到你的救恩。他说你已经得到了你的救恩，所以你要在这里面继续工作。
It is a very simple principle, but misunderstood by many people who say they are Christians.
这里呢是一个非常简单的原则，但是被很多自称为基督徒的人误解了。And
they often say, I become a Christian by the work that I do.
他们通常会说呢，我成为基督徒呢，是因为我所做的功。
And the answer, of course, is that's not true. We become a Christian because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's salvation by faith, not by works.
因为当然呢，我们相信主耶稣基督呢，是因为我们的信心，我们是相信主，而不是因为我们的行为而让我们成为基督徒。
But because we are saved, we say, all right, I've got new life. I'm going to start to work for the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们得救了，所以我们说呢，我们有了一个新的生命，所以我要开始为主而做工。
I've just realized that I'm not properly hooked up on my computer. Give me 1 minute, please.
因为他刚刚意识到他的电脑没有接好，所以他必须把它接好。
他再给他1分钟。他没接好，怎么刚才那？主要他没接那个电源，有时候就没电了，电池用完了，就断了。我说那个他把这一头接到，他是用网线连接的。
因为他家有WiFi，但他更喜欢用网线，就是用网线比较可靠。Hopefully that will make things just a little bit better. I apologize.
给大家道歉，因为希望这样可以让他的那个更好。Chelsea
and Roy were chatting. Is there anything we need to follow up on that conversation?
We just chatted about your internet connection, your computer.
Okay, very good.
A little bit.
All right, so the question is, how do we work out our salvation?
因为问题是呢，我们怎样去做成我们的得救的救恩呢？
And the logic is most simply that of being born into a family.
因为这个逻辑呢，是非常简单的，就出生在一个家庭里。
We don't get into a family by working, but because we are in a family, we rejoice in that privilege, in that position, and we start to live like the people in the family, and we work like the people in the family, in order that there will be mutual blessing in the family.
因为我们并不是说是我们靠我们做工而去进到一个家庭里，而是我们已经在这个家庭里了。我们在这个家庭里呢，我们就享受在这个家庭里的特权，然后我们在这个家庭里呢，我们就和在家庭里的其他成员一起一样。
去工作，去做工，去享受那些多重的赐福。
And then verse 13 is truly wonderful and exciting. It says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose.
第十三节呢是非常神奇的，因为你们立志行事都是在神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
So you become a Christian not by what you work, but by what you believe.
那你成为一个基督徒呢，并不是看你的行为，而是看你的信，相信。
Then having become a Christian, you start to work, but it is not you that's working, but it is God who is working in you and through you.
那你成为一个基督徒以后，你就开始工作，但是并不是你自己在工作，而是神呢，在你里面。通过你去工作。
Now that's very, very exciting. You become a Christian and the Spirit of God comes into your heart and life and then works through your heart and life.
这是非常令人兴奋的。当你成为一个基督徒呢，神的圣灵来到你的里面，让你工作，通过你去把这个工作做出来。
So you say, well, if I'm a Christian, what should I do?
你会说，如果我是个基督徒，我应该做什么事呢？
And the very simple answer is, it is God who works in you to will. He's the one who gives you the desire, the expectation, the wisdom to do what it is you should do.
那答案是神在你里面。是神把通过他的旨意让你愿意按照神的方式神的旨意去做该做的事。
You say, I don't know what to do. God says, that's all right. I will tell you.
我不知道做什么神说没关系，我会告诉你去做什么。
I will give you the desire to do what it is you should do.
我会给你那种去做事的，你应该去做的那种事的愿望。
Then you say, well, that's all well and good, but I wouldn't know how to do it.
但是你说这是很好的，但是我不知道怎么去做。
He says, don't you worry, because if I give you the desire to do it, I will give you the ability to do it as well.
因为神说呢，不要着急。如果我给你那个去做事情的愿望呢，我同样会给你做那个能力，做事的能力。
So the Christian life is a very simple life in many respects, because God not only tells us what to do, but then He helps us do it.
所以呢，基督徒的人生其实是非常简单的，在许多方面呢，神不就光是告诉我们怎么去做，而且是给我们给我们能力去做。
Now in the book of 1 Corinthians, I think it's chapter 12, we get a picture of the Trinity working in our lives.
所以呢，我们在格林多前书里呢，我们读到的一个是那个三位一体的神在我们的人生里所行的事。
And so in those introductory verses in 1 Corinthians 12, we read three things. Number one, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us what to do.
因为在格林多前书第十二章里呢，我们被告知了同样好几件事。第一件呢，是主耶稣基督告诉我们怎么去做。
We should probably turn to the verses 1 Corinthians 12. We'll just get it so we can see it clearly.
大家应该翻到格林多前书第十二章里去看一下那些经文。这样可能比较清楚。
All right, verse 5 says, there are different kinds of service, but the same Lord.
你跟您的前书第十二章第五节说，执事也有分别，主却是一位。
This is 1 Corinthians 12:5.
这是跟您的前书第十二章第五节。
And it basically says lots of work to be done, but it is the Lord who will tell you what to do. He is the boss.
对，基本上说呢，有很多事情要去做，但是呢，主会告诉你去做，因为他是唯一的主。
So if I were to go to your farm to work, I would say when I got there, what would you like me to do today on your farm?
如果我要到你的农场去工作呢，我当我到达的时候，我会问你说，我今天在农场里，你需要我做些什么事儿？
And the Lord Jesus Christ says, I will tell you what to do.
所以主耶稣会说呢，我会告诉你怎么去做。
Then verse 4 says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit.
第四节呢，接着说呢，恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
And the gifts spoken of here are really the enablings of the Spirit of God.
所以呢，这个恩赐呢，在这里讲到呢，实际上，神的圣灵让你去有能力去做那样。
Jesus tells us what to do, and the Holy Spirit says, "All right, I will help you do it."
耶稣基督告诉我们怎么去做，但是圣灵说呢，好吧，我会帮助你怎么去做。
And then verse 6 says, there are different kinds of workings, but the same God works all of them in all men.
第六节是功用也有分别，神却是以为在众人里面运行一切的事儿。
And so, if several of us go to work on your farm, each of us will do a different job, and each of us will end up at the end of the day bringing in different results.
所以我们如果我们三个人去你的农场去干活，我们会做不同的工作，但是在工作结束的时候，我们会带来不同的结果。
But this verse basically says God is going to make the working or the outworking of what you've been doing. It's all going to be successful because God is going to guarantee the success of the work.
这几句经文说呢，神呢会给你们安排各种各样的工作，但是神呢会保证你们所有的工作最后都会成功。所以基本上就是说，你们按照这样去做，你们都会成功的。So
that makes a very nice package. Jesus tells us what to do. The Spirit says, "I'll help you do it," and God says, "I'll make it all work out well."
这里呢是一个非常 一个打包，为什么呢？主耶稣告诉你怎么去做，圣灵帮助你怎么去做。神说呢，我能保证你这所做的一切都会成功。So
back to Philippians 2:13.
我们回到腓立比。
It's God who works in us both to give us a desire to will and then to act out according to His purpose. God is over all our works.
所以呢，我们回到腓立比书第二章第三节，因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意，所以呢，所有的都是神让你们做成。So
the question obviously is, all right, what is your work for the Lord Jesus?
你很明显的呢，这个问题就是说，你为主耶稣做的工是什么？
Each of us has one work, more than one work, several works. Each of us has something to do. Make sure that you are faithful in the work or works to which God has called you.
我们每个人呢都有一件工或者几件工，有几件事情是做，所以呢要确保你是信实的，在神给你安排的工作中和神要你做的工作中。
Many Christians seem to think that having become a Christian, their job is to go to church once a week, to sit, to smile, to sing, to say amen at the prayer, and then go home again.
很多基督徒呢，认为他们成为基督徒以后，他们要做的工作呢，就是到教堂去，坐在那里微笑，唱歌，然后说阿门，然后再回家。
That's not the Christian life at all.
这并不是完全不是基督徒的生活。
The Christian life is that we all work together. in the things of God. You do one thing, I do another thing. You do what God chose me to do. You do what God chose you to do. I do what I know God wants me to do. But we all are working.
因为基督徒那时候我们在一起工作，我们每个人都做一件事，我们一起工作，然后你把神要你做的工作做好，我把神要我做的工作做好，让我们所有的人一起把这个工作完成。
That's the way it is in a family.
在家里也是这样的。
We used to do a lot of Christian work in our family.
我们通常在我们家里呢，做了大量的 基督徒的工作。
Each of us had his own job to do in order to entertain people for the glory of God, to tell them the Bible, to teach them the truth of God, to encourage them in their Christian life.
因为每一个人呢，做好自己的工作，为了去互相招待，然后让这些人呢，把荣耀归给主，然后再教导他们圣经，在整个里面，在家里把这样的工作给做完成。
My father had to do the preaching when the guests were there.
他的父亲呢，必须讲道，当客人们来的时候。
My mother had to make the food.
他妈妈呢，必须呢，准备食物。
My sister had to help my mother make the food and then smile at the people and talk to them when they got there.
所以呢，他的姐姐呢，帮助他妈妈做饭，而且当人来的时候呢，微笑，去跟他们打招呼。
I had to cut the grass.
他必须剪草。
Somebody's got to cut the grass.
必须有人剪草。
Okay. Sooner or later, we did a lot more than that too. But everybody did what he could in order that the truth of God would go from the house into the hearts of those who came.
因为迟迟早早，他们会有更多的事情要做，但是每个人要把他自己的事情做好，这样呢，神的真理会传到那些来到他们家里的每一个人的心里。
Do you ask the Lord and you say, now Lord, what can I do?
你去问主，你说主啊, 我可以做什么呢?
Verse 13 says, he'll tell you what to do.
第13节说，主会告诉你要做什么。
And then he'll give you the ability to do it.
然后他会给你那个能力去做。
And when it's all over, there'll be great glory for Jesus.
那所有的一切做完的时候，以后是极大的荣耀给了主耶稣基督。Now,
the next line is, do everything without complaining or arguing.
第14节说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。Sometimes
I didn't like to cut the grass.
有时候呢，我不喜欢去剪草。I
think sometimes my mother would say to me, all right, if you don't cut the grass, go and wash the dishes.
有时候我妈妈说呢，好吧，如果你不想剪草，你去洗碗。And
I would say, I think I'll go and cut the grass.
我就会说呢，啊，我宁愿去剪草。Okay,
don't be a complainer. There's work to be done. Go and do it without complaining and without arguing.
成为一个发怨言的人，你去做，把那些给你的工作做好，不要发怨言。The
needs in the work of God are very great. The children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, they were complaining. Don't be like them.
你在神的工作的这个需求是非常大的，那以色列人他们在 旷野的时候，他们就不断的抱怨，不要像他们那样。So
you wouldn't complain and you wouldn't argue.
如果你不发怨言呢，你就不会去争那件事。And
so your mother or your father said, do it, and you said, oh, all right, I will do it. You might not have liked it, but you do it because you know it is right. It is your responsibility. So the question is, why would you do it without complaining and arguing?
问题就是为什么你要去做呢？不发怨言，不起争论的去做呢？
And the answer is that by doing it, you will become, verse 14, you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe.
所以答案在第十五节里，这样你们这样子做呢，使你们无可指责，诚实无伪，使这弯曲悖谬的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
We do what we can so that we may slowly become blameless.
所以呢，我们做我们能做的，所以呢。 这样呢,
is your life blameless?
你的人生是无可指摘的吗?
Well, if there's blame in your life, the question is, was there more blame last month than this month, last year than this year? Are you getting to be more blameless, or are you getting to be more guilty?
所以呢，你如果说你的人生中有可指摘的地方，你这个月的指摘是不是比上个月少一点？你的这今年的指摘会不会比明去年的指摘要少一点？你是变成其他的人的指摘呢？变得有那个有负罪感。Sorry，I've met
some Christians who are quietly becoming more blameless. And the joy in their face is wonderful to behold. And there are some Christians who say, well, I used to serve the Lord. I used to work out my salvation. But I haven't been doing that recently. I've got other things to do. And they're not becoming more blameless.
有些基督徒那时候我通常呢，以前呢我是服侍主的，我是去做主的工的，但是呢我现在没有做，他们就没有变成那样无可指摘。
The next word is very interesting. It's pure.
所以呢，下一个词呢非常的有趣，他就是说。
Did you know that the more you work for the Lord Jesus, the more pure you become in your life?
所以你那个词呢就是无瑕疵，你知道你为主做的工越多，那么你的人生就变得越多无瑕疵呢。
So you say to a little boy who says, I want to be clean. And the mommy says, all right, this is how you can be clean. Get out of the mud.
一个小男孩跟妈妈说，我想变得干净一点。他妈妈说，这就是你变干净的方式，你不要再在泥巴里面。
So the mother says, how can I keep the little boy from playing in the mud?
因为母亲呢，通常说，我怎么样不让一个孩子在泥地里玩呢？
And she says, I know what I can do. I'll give the boy a job to do so he won't be able to get near the mud.
因为母亲说，我知道怎么去做，我给他安排一些工作，这样他就不会接近那个泥地。
And as you work for Jesus, these two things will happen. You will become less, you'll have less blame, and you will be more pure.
所以呢，你让当你为主做工的时候，你会变得无可指摘，你会更加的无瑕疵。
And so I've told you about my mother many times. And she would often say to me, Harold, you come here and do this job for me. And I would often think if you did it yourself, it would only take a couple of minutes. If I do it, it's going to take a half an hour.
我妈妈如果做呢就几分钟就做完了，如果我去做可能要花半个小时。
Why did she do it that way?
为什么她能让我去做呢？
In order to train me that I be blameless and pure.
因为这样呢就是为了训练我让我变成无可指责和无瑕疵。
And not just blameless and pure, but verse 15 says that we will be the children of God without fault.
所以呢，这样呢，不光是说我们会无可指责和无瑕疵，我们会变成神的孩子，诚实无畏。
And so when I was a boy, I used to say to myself, Harold, you are different from the other boys.
当我是个小男孩的时候，我通常跟自己说 ，Harold， 你跟其他的孩子不一样。
And I was different for a number of reasons, not the least of which is that I had been taught the truth of God and received the Lord Jesus as my Savior.
我呢，跟他们不同时有很多不同的原因，不过仅仅是我信了主，然后接受主耶稣基督为我个人的救主。
But I was different because I had been doing the work of God.
我跟他们不同的是因为我还去做神的工。
Around me was this crooked and perverse generation. The people around me, they didn't think about the things of God. All they thought about was doing their own fun and games.
也就是这个弯曲被扭的时代呢，他们所有的想的事情不是说去想神的事，而是想他们自己的那种去玩，去做他们自己的事。
And the conclusion is this.That people who live like that shine as stars in the universe.
所以呢，这个是这样的。如果你这个人像那么去做的话，他就像明光照耀在整个宇宙里。
The sky is basically black.
所以呢，天空呢基本上是黑的。
But to the naked eye.In that vast expanse of the sky, there are visible a few hundred, maybe a thousand stars.
所以呢，你如果用你的裸眼去看整个天空的话呢，你会看到几百或者几千个星星在上面。
Now the Christian is to shine like a star in the blackness of the world in which he lives.
所以呢，基督徒的职责呢，就是在这个黑暗的世界里，像那个光照耀在周围。
That is a very high calling.
这个是一个非常高的一个标准。
You are to shine like a star in your house, in your neighborhood, in your family, in your business, in wherever you go.You are to shine in a way that is beautiful and bright and clear against the blackness of night.
你像个闪耀的星，不管你在你的房子里，还在邻居里，还在你工作上，还在你哪里，不管你到哪里去，你都要在那个黑暗的天空里，闪耀出一个像一个闪光的星星。
So I will tell you two stories, one of which.Is very, is personal, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
因为他会告诉大家几个故事，但这个故事呢非常私人的，但是他还是决定告诉大家。
The first story is about a friend of mine who once told one of the people she works with the simple statement, I am a Christian.
因为其中一个呢是他的朋友，他当他跟他的同事工作的时候呢，他想做一个简单的说明，就说我就是基督徒。
The person she works with said, "I know that."
所以呢，他和那些人工作的人说，我知道你是。
The truth of that, she says, shines out of you like a beacon.
所以呢，那个这东西说的呢，就是说他是在在那个里面像一个闪光的。What's a beacon?
A beacon is a spotlight.
但是就像那个极速光那样照出来。
Now, the other story, is about myself. I was at university one day and a boy who had been with me in Sunday school for many years came up to me and chatted with me.
另外一次是关于他自己当时大学的时候一个在他主日学里的同学呢，在那一天来了跟他聊了起来。
He said to me, do you know why I used to go to your Sunday school?
他说你知道为什么我通常去你的那个主日学吗？
I said, I don't know, we were just classmates in the same Sunday school class on Sunday morning.
他说我不知道，我们只是那个在主日学里的同学，通常在星期天的上午。
He said, well, I never told you this, but he said, the reason that I went to your Sunday school is my mother said to me, I want you to go to that Sunday school so that you will be like Harold Summers.
因为他说我的原因我没告诉你，但是呢，我妈妈说呢，我想你让你去那个主日学，这样的话呢，你就会成为像Harold Summers那样的人。
Now that doesn't always happen, but it should happen, shouldn't it?
这不是通常会发生，但是应该是这样的，是不是？
The brightness and the brilliance of the Christian life should shine out of us so that other people want, they either want to be like us or they want some that they know to be like us.
因为基督徒呢应该是闪亮的，那种光照的，照在其他的地方，所以让别的人看见，他们会说呢，我们要想成为他们那样的人。
All right, so the next verse says, as you hold out the word of life.
所以下一节说将生命的道表明出来。
So a beacon or a light goes out and it shows the way very often on a dark night. How are you going to get there? Follow the light.
你聚光灯呢，通常呢，在晚上在黑夜里，它会照着，照着这各自地方呢，就是指明了方向。
So what does the Christian do? He goes into life and he's holding forth the word of life. That's what the Bible is. It is the word of life.
那怎么去做呢？基督徒呢，就是把他的圣经拿着这样去，这就是说，这就是生命的话，这就是生命的话。
So how many different names can you think of for the Bible?
你可以想象出几种名字对称呼圣经呢?
Well, some people say it's the Holy Bible.
有人说是圣经，圣洁的经文。
That's true. Some people say it's the Holy Scriptures.
有些人呢，是圣洁的抄本。
And that's true because the Bible was written, you'll remember, effectively with the hand of God.
因为这个呢，是非常准确的，是因为是神用神的手这样写下来的。
This verse says the Bible is the word of life.
所以这一节经文呢，说圣经呢是生命的道。
Lots of people have written guidelines for life.
所以呢，很多人去读一些生命的指导书。
I think Adolf Hitler did. He wrote a book called Mein Kampf, which basically is, you follow me and everything will be good.
因为他认为呢，阿道夫希特勒写了一本书，就是我的奋斗。他基本上就是说呢，如果你跟随我的话，一切都会变得好起来。
Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto.
因为呢，卡尔马克思写了《共产党宣言》。
I think Chairman Mao wrote a book entitled The Sayings of Chairman Mao.
因为呢，我认为那个毛主席呢，他写了跟那个。
What do we have? We've got the word of life.
因为我们那有了什么呢？我们有了生命的道，就是圣经。
It's absolutely marvelous.
这是非常的令人惊奇的。
One of my friends became a Christian, I think in the second year of university. That was long before the days of cell phones and computers. And everybody used to carry their loose leaf and their textbooks around in a pile when they went from class to class.
所以呢，每一个人呢都会夹一个那个书夹，然后把那些书呢一大堆书抱着，从一个课堂到另一个课堂。
This girl used to always put her Bible on top of her pile of books.
所以这个女孩呢，通常是把她的圣经放在她这一堆书的顶上。
They used to say to her, "Why do you carry that book around?"
他们通常对他说呢，你为什么把那本书带着呢，到处走呢？
She used to say, "Because that's part of the course that I'm taking."
他会说呢，这是我学的课程的一部分。
And they said to her, "Well, what course is that?" She said, "It's the course of life."
他说那是什么课程呢？他说那是生命的课程。
Okay, this is the textbook for life. This is the word of life.
这是一本写着字的生命的书，这是生命的道的书。
If you were going to have to fail a subject at university, would you rather fail physics or mathematics or life?
因为你要在大学里挂一科，你想挂物理、数学还是挂生命的科？
Okay, and I would say, listen, I don't mind if I flunk physics. But I'm not going to flunk life. I'm going to follow the word of life.
我说呢，我通常呢，我可以啊，不学那个物理，但是呢，我要跟着生命的道去学，我要跟着这个圣经。
And Paul says, now I want you to do this in order, verse 16, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for
nothing.
So here it is, the day of Christ is coming, when the Lord Jesus Christ will be the judge of all the earth. The day of Christ is coming. What is Paul going to do? He's going to boast.
所以呢，这里是这样的，在基督的日子呢，基督要来审判整个世界。 那时候那个时候使徒保罗会做什么呢？他说我会夸口。
What is his boasting going to be? Well, he's simply going to say, "See that Christian over there in Philippi? I told them about Jesus, and they are following him. That's my boast."
那他会夸什么呢？他会夸说，你看那里一堆人，他们是从腓立比来的，是因为我跟他们传了主耶稣。
Now he says, verse 17, this is not really inexpensive. That's not the words, but that's what I'm going to read.
Okay. 所以呢，他说呢，第十七节呢，他说这不是很贵的，但是不是那些经文，他准备读下一些经文。
He says, even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you.
第十七节说，我以你们的信心为供物的，贡献的祭物，我若被浇奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。
So we don't know much about a drink offering in our day.
在今天的日子里面，我们不知道什么是浇奠。
But in the Old Testament, in the temple sacrifices, there was what is called a drink offering.
所以呢，在旧约时代呢，在圣殿里呢，有一个祭奠呢，是被称为浇奠。
Oftentimes, that drink offering was wine.
通常呢，那种浇奠呢，是提供的是红酒。
And they would take that wine and they would pour it on the sacrifice, and it would all evaporate and go up in flames.
所以呢，他们会把那一杯酒呢倒在那个祭物上，然后在这个祭物上，那祭物就会被那个酒就会挥发到空中去。
I'm not sure what it looked like. Maybe the alcohol flamed a little bit. I'm not sure what it smelled like. It might have smelled good. I am sure of this. It was gone pretty fast.
因为他不知道那个是什么，不知道酒浇在那个祭物上是什么。但这酒浇在那个祭物上，火了会起点火，反正会很快的挥发。但是呢，我不知道到底挥发是什么，可能闻起来很好闻。但是我可确定的就是它很快就挥发。
The other thing is that it was well pleasing to God.
另外一件事呢，就是神非常的喜悦。
Now Paul says, yeah, if in fact the result of my serving you Philippians is that I'm going to have to be poured out, I'll end up in real trouble because I'm serving you. But if I'm poured out for Jesus, I will not be ashamed.
因为使徒保罗跟腓立比人说呢，我服侍你们，不是你们，我宁愿像那最后被浇在那个祭物上那杯酒一样的，很快的挥发。我为主耶稣工作，这样我不会感到羞愧。
You remember the story of David, don't you? When he was hiding from the, I think from the Philistines, hiding in a cave, and he said, oh, I sure would like to drink some water from the well of Bethlehem.
因为你们大家都记得大卫的那个故事，当大卫逃避那个腓利斯坦人的时候，他躲在那个洞里的时候，他会说呢，他说我想喝一杯从伯利恒来的水。
I'm not sure that they always had good water in every cave that he was in.
我不确定在他每一个他躲过的洞里有好的水。
The problem was that the well of Bethlehem was a long way away. He probably drank there all the time when he was a boy.
因为问题呢，就是那个在伯利恒的那个井里的水呢，是很远。他可能在他年轻的时候，在他是个男孩的时候，他一直喝那个井里的水。Not
only was the well of Bethlehem a long way away, but the Philistines were encamped all around the well of Bethlehem.
因为不光是那个伯利恒的井呢，离他们很远，而且是所有的腓利斯坦人呢，都在那周围驻扎着。So
in order to get into the well of Bethlehem, you would have to sneak through the enemy lines with the possibility that you would get caught and you would get killed.
因为如果你要是拿到伯利恒井里的水呢，你必须穿过敌营，偷偷的穿过去，这样呢，给了你很大的机会被抓住或者被杀掉。
But you remember the story that the servants of David, his soldiers, loved him so much that they said, we are going to go and get some water from the well of Bethlehem for David.
大家记得那个故事，当时他的战士们非常爱大卫，所以他们说呢，我们要到那个井里去拿点水来让大卫喝。
At the risk of their lives, they went. They came back and they said, David, here's some water for you. We got it from the well of Bethlehem.
因为呢，冒着生命的危险到那个伯利恒去井打了一点水，打了点水回来以后，他跟大卫说是大卫，这是伯利恒井里的水，我们是冒着生命危险拿来给你喝的。
David says, oh, that's terrible. You shouldn't have done that. I never should have suggested you go. And David refused to drink the water because he said it represents the lives of those men who risked their life to get it.
因为大卫王当时说呢，我不是那个意思，你们不应该到那里去拿水。这个呢，我说的意思呢，现在我不喝这杯水，因为这杯水呢，代表了那些人他冒着生命危险的生命。
And so he just poured it out on the ground. And he said, Lord, this is my offering to you. This is a wonderful thing. You preserve those men. I thank you for them. I thank you for the water, but I can't drink it. It's too wonderful. His water was poured out as an offering to Jesus.
因为他大卫说呢，我不能喝这杯水，我把这个水倒在地上。他这杯水是献给主的，他感谢主在保护了那些去取水的人的生命。他说，主啊，我这个这一杯呢，我必须献给你，这是有生命的。然后最后呢，大卫把这杯水献给了主耶稣基督。Now
Paul is saying, my life is precious to myself. It's like wine. It's like the water from the well of Bethlehem. It's very, very valuable to me.
因为使徒保罗说呢，我的生命呢，也是很宝贵的，所以就像那个从伯利恒自己带来的水一样，是非常珍贵的。
But I would be happy to pour it out in order that the name of Jesus, the character of God, would be exemplified and would be glorified. I don't deserve my own life. I'm prepared to pour my life out in order that you Philippians grow in your service to the Lord.
使徒保罗说呢，我愿意把我这一杯生命的之水，然后倒出来，都为主耶稣基督倒出来，这样呢，主耶稣基督的品格和他的所有的亏扩张和得到荣耀，我愿意为你们腓立比人把这个生命献出来，让你们去服侍主。
So he's glad that he had the opportunity to be poured out for the Philippian people.
因为使徒保罗非常的高兴，非常有幸说他的这个生命可以为了腓立比人而像这个焦点一样倒出来。
Do you want to be glad and rejoice at the end of the day?
你要在末日的时候有喜乐和吗？
Some people say, yep, that's what I want. I'm going to go and play golf.
也就是说，这就是我想要的。我今天就去打高尔夫球。
Other people say, no, that's not what I want. I'm going to pour my life out today for Jesus. That will make me happy and rejoice.
其实有些人说呢，我们不会那样去做。我要把我整个的生命倾倒给主耶稣，这就是我的喜乐和幸福。
And in the old days, when I had a full-time job and was busy in all directions, I would sometimes ask myself the question, what is the happiest time of your life?
因为在那个以前的时间，当我还有一个全职工作的时候，我就每天很忙。然后呢，
What is the happiest hour in your week, Harold?
就说呢，Harold，在你的生命中什么是最幸福的？你的一个星期里什么是最幸福的？
And I used to say 9 o'clock on Sunday night.
通常说是在星期天的早上的九点。
Because I'd had the opportunity on Sunday to pour my life into the ministry of the work of God. And I was working from God from the moment I got up in the morning until I was driving home at 9 or 10 or 11 o'clock at night. And I would say, Harold, this is the happiest hour of your week. It's the happiest time of your life because you poured yourself into the work of God today.
因为我跟Harold说呢，我最幸福的一段时间就是星期天早上九点钟，我是从九点开始可以服侍主，把我的整个生命倾倒在主的脚下，然后这一天呢，从九点到下午，甚至到晚上八点九点，直到十一点，我当我回家的时候呢，我跟自己说，Harold，这就是你一生最幸福的时刻，也是这一个星期最幸福的时刻。
Did Paul love the Philippians?
保罗爱腓立比人吗？
Yes. Was he happy to be able to serve them? Yes.
非常高兴去服侍他们，是当然。
That's the way we should be.
这就是我们应该去做事的方式。
All right, now a new section, verse 19.
新的一章一部分就是从19节开始。
He says, I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be cheered when I receive news about you.
第19节说，我靠主耶稣基督指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得安慰。Okay,
he didn't have a cell phone.
没有手机。
He was a long way from Philippi.
离腓立比人很远。
He wanted to know how they were doing.
他想知道他们在干什么。
He couldn't go himself, so he sent Timothy. And he said, Timothy, you go. Find out how they're doing. Come back and tell me. I need to know how they're doing.
你自己不能去，他就叫提摩太去。他说你到那里去，你去看看他们在干什么，他们做的怎么样，然后你回来告诉我。我真的想知道他们在干什么。Well,
that would be kind of expensive for somebody. A messenger, when you send a messenger, it's a whole lot more expensive than a telephone call.
因为这些可能是花费很大，如果你去派一个人、派一个信使去呢，那个花费呢远远要高过你打一个电话。So
the question is, who's he going to send?
问题是他会派谁去？
He said, I'm going to send the very, very best.
他说我会把最好最好的送过去。Verse
20, I have no one else like him who takes a genuine interest in your welfare, for everyone looks for his own interests, not those of Jesus Christ.
第二十几节说，因为我没有别人与我同行，实在挂念你们的事，别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。All right,
so he's saying now, Timothy is the very best of all the people that I'm working with.
因为他就说, 他派提摩太去，他说提摩太呢是我所一起工作的人里面最好的。He
was no doubt working with many young men.
毫无疑问呢，保罗跟很多的年轻人一起工作。And
many women.
也很多妇女。And
the difference between Timothy and all the others was this. He longed, Timothy longed for, where are we? Get the right verse. 21, everyone looks out for his own interests, but not those of Jesus Christ.
那提摩太跟其他的人的区别是什么呢？区别在这里第21节里，别人都求自己的事，并不求基督耶稣的事。And
Timothy, above all the others, was continually trying to do what Jesus would want done, so that Jesus' interests were magnified, were fulfilled.
所以呢，提摩太和其他人所有人不同的一点呢，就是他一直寻求做主耶稣基督的事，是主要他做的是这样主的耶稣的事儿，就可以完成，可以扩大放大。Others
did that a little bit, but Timothy did it from the sincerity and the fullness of his heart.
所以呢，有些人呢，他只是那么去做一点点。
So that is really a difference, isn't it, between many in the Christian life. Some people say, I'm interested in myself and also interested in Jesus.
这里这是一个非常大的区别，在我们的人生中，有些人说呢，我对我自己的兴趣感兴趣，我也对主耶稣的事感兴趣。
Some people say, I'll do a lot for myself and a little for Jesus.
有些人说呢，我为我自己做很多，为主耶稣做一点点。Well,
that's pretty good.
这很好啊。Other
people say, I'll do a lot for Jesus and a little for myself.
有些人说呢，我会为主耶稣做很多事，为我自己做一点点。And
that's what Timothy did, that was better.
这就是提摩太做的，他就比前面一个更好。
And then other people go even beyond that. And they say, I will do all for Jesus.
所有的这些都来做，那也是基督徒。
Now, verse 22 explains that relationship even more.
因为第22节呢，解释了这样一个关系，更多的去解释。
He says, you know that Timothy has proved himself because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel.
第二节说，但你们知道提摩太的名正，他兴旺福音与我同劳，好像儿子在父亲一样。
A diligent son is one who actively follows his father.
所以呢，一个勤奋的儿子呢，他终是跟随他的父亲。
That's a good thing to do. You want to actively follow your father.
这是一件很好的去做的事，你要勤奋地跟随你的父亲。
And I knew a boy once who actually wore his father's shoes.
因为我看见一个孩子呢，他甚至穿他爸爸的鞋。
That's a pretty good sign that you're following your father.
这是一个非常好的迹象，你跟随你的父亲。
Okay, so Timothy, what are you doing? Timothy says, I'm following Paul. Paul, what are you doing? I'm following Jesus. Timothy, what are you doing? I'm following Jesus as I follow Paul.
所以呢，提摩太，你做什么呢？提摩太说，我跟随保罗。保罗说，我跟随基督。然后呢，提摩太说，我也跟随基督，就像我跟随保罗一样。
All right, verse 23 then says, I hope therefore to send him as soon as I know how things will go with me.
第23节继续说，所以我一看出我的事儿要做了结了，就盼望立刻打发他去。
And then he says, 24, I'm confident in the Lord that I myself will come to you soon, but I'm not sure. Therefore, I'm going to send Timothy to you. He will tell you about me. He'll tell me about you. And then hopefully I'll be able to come and see you too.
所以呢，第24节继续说，但我靠着主，自前我也必快去，然后想必须打发。对，但是如果我去了，就跟提摩太去了，就跟我去了是一样。So
the question is, did Paul love the Philippians?
问题是呢，使徒保罗他爱腓立比人吗？
The answer is yes, he did. He loved them sincerely to go to this inconvenience of separating himself from Timothy, the closest son he ever had, separating himself from Timothy in order to learn about them and help them.
因为答案是保罗非常真诚的去爱他们，为什么呢？他把一个待他如父亲的这样一个亲密的儿子，宁愿和他分离，把他派到腓立比去，让他去了解腓立比人的状况，然后回来告诉保罗。
Then he goes next and he talks about his other brother Epaphroditus.
因为下面一节呢，告诉他的另外一个弟兄叫以巴弗提。
He says in verse 25, I think it necessary to send back to you Epaphroditus, my fellow worker and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger, whom you sent to take care of my needs.
所以第25节说，然而我想必须打发以巴弗提到你们那里去，他是我的弟兄，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的，也是跟我所希用的。
So here's this fellow Epaphroditus. We don't know how old he is. Paul refers to him as his brother, but we do know that he was a servant of the Philippians and of Paul.
因为我们不知道这个以巴弗提是谁，但是呢，我们知道他是保罗的弟兄，他是保罗一同做工、一同当兵，也是腓立比人，他同时服侍腓立比，然后服侍保罗的。
Verse 25 says, at the end, whom you sent to take care of my needs.
第二十五节的后半部分说，也是供给我西用的，是你们所差遣的。
Paul was a missionary and not able always to work as a tent maker.
所以呢，保罗是一个宣教士，他不可能所有的时间都用在去做他的帐篷。
Paul was often in prison.
保罗呢，通常这是被下在监狱里。
After a while, he was going to run out of cash.
所以呢，迟迟早早他会没钱了。
How was he going to survive?
那他怎么活着呢?
Well, the Philippians says we can take care of that. And so they said, Paul needs some money. We're going to send some money to him.
那菲律宾说呢,我们可以去支持他了。如果保罗需要一些钱,我们会自己的钱给他。
And we're not sure really how much they sent.All we know is that to get the money from their bank account to Paul was not going to be easy.
所以呢，我们不知道他们给了多少钱，但是呢，从他们的银行账户里把钱拿出来给保罗，并不是一件容易的事。
So he says, well, we can solve this pretty easily. What we'll do is that they said, we will send Epaphroditus over to visit Paul,And he can take a lot of money with him that he can give to Paul in prison. So Paul has what the Lord wants for him.
所以呢，他们菲律宾人说这样呢，以一种很容易的方式，就是我们叫以巴弗提呢，那他派到他去看保罗，然后他以巴弗提呢可以带很多现金在身上，然后他到了那里呢，交给使徒保罗，这样呢。
Now you have noticed at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel that we frequently send money to the Lord's servants or the projects that the Lord wants us to support. We send that money. We do it by check and by mail, and the church in Philippi did it by human courier.
因为你们知道我们在十字架教会里我们通常给一些钱给那些神的仆人也给那些神支持那些神要建立的项目然后我们做这些呢是我们用一个支票然后用那个邮件寄过去然后菲律宾人呢他们是派一个人把钱送过去
if you like Epaphroditus was Paul's mailman
因为这个以巴弗提呢就是保罗的那个邮差
But Epaphroditus was a man with a huge heart.
以巴弗提呢是有一颗很宽大的心。
So verse 26 says, Epaphroditus longs for all of you. And he's distressed because you heard that he was ill.
第二十六节说呢以弗巴提呢他很想念你们众人并且极其难过因为你们听见他病了。
That's very interesting. I know lots of people who are ill or get ill. And most of them, when they get ill, are very distressed. Why are they distressed? Because they're sick. That's why.
因为这是非常难过的，因为我也知道很多人生病，当他们生病的时候很痛苦。为什么很痛苦呢？是因为他们生病了。
Paul was distressed. Sorry, Epaphroditus was distressed. Why was he distressed?
所以那个以弗巴提呢，他很痛苦，很难过。为什么他很痛苦、难过呢？
Well, he was distressed because the Philippians had heard that he was sick.
因为菲律宾人当时听见了他病了。
He said, "I don't want them worrying about me. They got their own problems." They've got all kinds of things to be concerned about. Why should they worry about me just because I'm sick?
那以弗巴提说我不想他们为我难过因为他们很有自己的问题他们有很多事情要做我不想他们难过是因为我病了。
That's a pretty encouraging characteristic to have, isn't it?
这是一个非常令人鼓励的一个品格是不是
What does mummy do when she's sick in the morning and the children need breakfast?
因为呢， 妈妈怎么做呢？当她早晨的时候她病了，但是孩子们需要吃早餐的时候。
Well, she gets up and makes them breakfast. Is she healthy? No.
她早晨起来给他们做早餐，她健康吗？不是。
But she gets up and makes them breakfast. Does she tell them all at breakfast how sick she is?
所以呢，她跟他们做早餐，她告诉了他们所有的孩子我，因为我病得多严重吗？
No. She just says, you have a good day, children. The Lord bless you. She feeds them well, pats them on the head, sends them off to school. She's still sick.
所以呢，她就是把小孩要上学的所有东西都准备好，说送他们去上学，然后跟他们说呢，主祝福你们，然后他仍然是。
That's the way it was with Epaphroditus. He was probably a Philippian like the rest of them.
因为他就是，这就是那个以巴弗提所做的那些。
He was very sick. How sick was he?
因为他是非常病得非常重，他重到病到什么程度呢？
Verse 27.Indeed, he was ill or sick and almost died. But God had mercy on him and not on him only, but also on me to spare me sorrow upon sorrow.
第二期就是说他实在是病了几乎要死，然而神怜恤他，不但怜恤他，怜恤我，免得我忧上加忧。
He was so sick that he almost died.But he was concerned for the Philippians that they might hear that he was sick. They might blame themselves for having sent him. They would be very distressed. He said, I don't want them to know that I was sick. I want them to rest. God was merciful to me and I didn't die.
因为呢，他病得多严重，他几乎病得要死。但是呢，他不想让腓立比人知道，因为腓立比人知道呢，会自责，他们会说我们不应该派以弗巴提去送这些事儿。所以他说神会联系我，啊，不但联系我，也联系他。所以呢，他要腓立比人不要为他担忧。
Have you noticed that many of the people mentioned in the Bible are men or women?Of outstanding character who served the Lord with great, zeal and conviction and faithfulness, even in times of great personal difficulty.
所以你们大家记得的圣经记载了很多妇女和男人，他们呢当时他们都是有如此杰出的品格，但他们自己有非常困难的时候，他们仍然是信实的，那个忠诚的去把主的工作做好了。
And the answer is yes, Epaphroditus is certainly that exemplary character for us to follow in times of difficulty.
答案当然是的，这个以弗巴提呢，就是我们在我们人生的极大的难处的时候，在我们难处的时候，一个可以效法的遵行的榜样。
He says, verse 28, therefore, I'm the more eager to send him so that when you see him again, you may be glad and may have less anxiety.
第二十八节说，所以我越发急速打发他去，叫你们再见他就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧虑。
I sort of wonder if Paul wasn't concerned that they sent Epaphroditus and the Philippians said, you know, we never should have sent him.
因为你知道呢，保罗可能会想到这一点，他说腓立比人说呢，他们送了以弗巴提去，他们认为呢，他们本来不应该派以弗巴提去。
They might have said it was a bad storm when we sent him, and he got a terrible flu.
因为他认为呢，在那个时候呢，可能是在一个风暴的天气送他去的。他当时呢得了感冒。
They might have said if we hadn't sent him, he never would have got sick.
因为腓立比人说呢，如果我们不派他去，他就不会病。
And they probably blamed themselves for the problems that Epaphroditus got into.
他们可能呢自责，自责，因为呢当时以弗巴迪所陷入的那种。
And so when Epaphroditus got back to them, they probably said to him, "Epaphroditus, are you okay now?"
因为当那个以弗巴迪回到他们中间，他们会说：“以弗巴迪，你现在好点了吗？”
Are you sure you're okay now?
你能确定你现在没问题吗？
And each one of them would have looked them over to make sure that everything was okay.
所以每个人都会去看他，看他在那保证每件事。
He probably said, "Oh, don't worry, I'm okay."
可能说那不要担心，我很好。
But they probably said, "Well, we'll believe it when we see you."
他们大概会这样说，当我看到你的时候，我们就会相信。
And so Paul sent him back to them so that they could see him.
那时候都把他派回去，所以菲律宾人可以看到他。All right,
very, very encouraging. This is a very homey part of the Bible, isn't it?
所以呢，非常非常令人鼓励。这个呢是圣经里非常和谐的。
This is all about family relationships. You love me, I love you, each of us love the other. We're all part of God's wonderful family, and we love it. But when there's problems, we all hurt.
这里呢，这就是神的家庭的一个标准，是不是？你爱我，我爱你，我们互相爱，我们所有的人都非常爱。当每有一个人出现问题的时候，我们会都会感到伤痛。
We sing it often, don't we? I'm so glad that I'm a part of the family of God.
我们非常在星期天早上唱这首歌呢，我非常高兴我成为神家里的一员。
It is a marvelous family.
这是一个非常神奇的家庭。
Verse 29 says, "Welcome him in the Lord with great joy. Honor men like him."
第二节就是说，故此你们要在主里欢欢乐乐地接待他，而且要尊重这样的人。
And when he came back to them, you can imagine them all gathering around and saying, "Epaphroditus, it's so good to see you again. How are you feeling? We were praying for you."
你们就可以去想象一下，当以弗巴利回到他们中间的时候，他们都围着他欢欢喜喜地说：“哎呀，你怎么样呢？我们一直为你祷告，非常高兴看到你。”
And the real reason, verse 30, is because he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life to make up for the help you could not give me.
那第30节呢，是真正的原因，因为他做基督的功夫，几乎要死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不及之处。
So we're not sure precisely what all that means.
我们不确定，准确的知道所有这些讲的什么意思。It
may have meant that when Epaphroditus was going to meet Paul, he said, "You know, the Philippians have sent some money to me, but not really enough."
那这里不知道什么意思，他是大概呢，就是以弗巴利看见保罗的时候呢。 菲律宾人给了我一些钱，然后带给你，可能对你来说并不一定够。
He might have said, "There's an opportunity for me just to stay here a few days. I could earn a lot of money for a few days so that when I meet Paul, I can give him the money the Philippians sent and the money that I earned."
那也可能说，那以弗巴利到那里说的，给我多几天时间，然后我在这里工作几天。
And it may be, we don't know, but it may be that on that occasion, that is how he got sick.
因为我们不知道真正原因，可能的是那种原因，是因为这个他自己病了。
He probably felt foolish. He probably felt that he had done what he should do, but when he got sick, he probably said, "Uh-oh, we got a big problem here, but God overruled and the Lord blessed."
因为他大概会说呢，啊，当那个以弗巴利病的时候，他说：“哎呀， 所以呢，实际上神呢掌控了一切，神给了他一切的自由。So
what do you think of men like Epaphroditus?
那你对这个叫以弗巴提的人怎么看？
Answer, a pretty good man.
他是一个非常好的人。
What do you think of Timothy?
你认为提摩太是什么样的人？
Pretty good man.
非常好的人。
These are men that the Lord has given to us as examples to encourage our hearts and to cause us to live godly in a day of difficulty.
这就是主在圣经里给我们的做出的一个榜样，在我们人生的困难的时候，是可以跟随的效法的一个榜样。
All right, well, that's a pretty good place for us to leave our study today.
这是一个很好的地方结束今天的学习。
We have learned about the character of these wonderful men. God's man end up living like Jesus. It's marvelous.
因为我们学到这些很多神奇的人，神的人呢，就是为主耶稣而活。
And so we say, you know, if I were to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, He could make me like Jesus.
因为我们可以这样去说，如果我相信主耶稣基督为我们的个人救主的话，神会把我们变成主耶稣那样。
Oh, it's true. If I trust Him as Savior, He will take away my sins.
当然是真的。如果我只相信我的救主，他会把我的罪拿掉。
It's true that He'll take me to heaven when I die.
当然是真的。如果我死了以后，他会带我去天堂。
Those are all marvelous truths.
这是一个非常神奇的真理。
But it's also true that in the meantime, He will give us the ability to work intelligently and profitably for Him.
因为通常呢，也是真的，在现在时间呢，他会给我们那样的智商和我们，让我们去很成功的、很有效的为主工作。
It's true that He can take us from where we are living for ourselves and make us into people like Paul and Timothy and Epaphroditus.
因为当然是真的，他可以把我们现在所处的位置上，让我们拿去，让我们把我们变成一个像使徒保罗、像提摩太、像以弗巴提那样的人。
And it's true, in the process, He will make us like Jesus.
当然是真的，他会成功的把我们变成一个像主耶稣基督那样的人。
And so we say, Lord, that's pretty good. Would you just, I would like to be a Christian. I would like to have this great God working in my life to bring out character that isn't there now but could be there because of Jesus and could produce in me these great characteristics that we see in these wonderful men of God.
因为我说呢，这是太好了！我要成为一个基督徒，我要神在我生命里动工，让神做的一切，让我们把我们变成一个像这样一个啊，所有的我们看到的刚才看到的那几个人那样的。They
love one another, and they love the Philippians. So we say, Lord, we love one another, and we love the Church of God at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel first, but all beyond that as well.
我们说这太好了，他们互相爱，他们也爱腓立比人，所以呢，我们也要互相爱。我们首先呢，要爱我们在16节教会的这样的所有的人，然后呢，我们要爱所有的整个世界上的基督徒。That's
our story, and that's our time for this afternoon. We've got the briefest amount of time for a very short question or comment, if you've got a very short question or comment.
这是我们今天的时间，然后呢，我们有很短的时间给大家提一个问，或者一些表达一些想法。如果你有一个很短的问题，或者一个很短的表达想法，现在讲出来。Any
comments or questions?
Yeah. It's a very encouraging preaching.
Amen. These are encouraging men. Yes. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for the example that we have in the Bible of the love that God brings to the people of God when they trust him. And so, Lord, those of us who have trusted you, we simply say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me and bringing me into a family of God like this.
主要对那些已经信了主的人说，我们说非常感谢你，你把我们带到一个像这样的神的家庭里面来。
And Lord, we pray that if there are some who have not yet received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, we pray that they will say, I want my sins forgiven. I want to go to heaven and I want to live a life for God in love for him and for his people.
因为我们为那些还没有得救的人祷告，还没接受主耶稣为他个人救主的人祷告，我们祷告，他们说呢，我想要我的罪得到赦免，我想去天堂，我想有为神而活。
We give thanks now for your love and kindness. Bless us through the rest of the day, and bring glory to your name, we pray.
我们向您的，为您的慈爱献上感恩。我们求您在其他的时间里赐福给我们，让我们所有的人可以把荣耀带到您那里。
We give thanks now in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you all today. May the Lord bless all of you. May he bless all of us. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.